You are entering the MSP Zone, a podcast for the managed services community, covering news, analysis, and interviews from around the globe. Elevate your MSP game by staying in the MSP Zone. And now, your host, Charles Weaver.
Welcome. Today we are talking security, we're talking cybersecurity, and we're talking what is the MSP channel doing to combat cybersecurity threats, but also to protect against these attacks successfully. Because it's not just about defeating, or I should say stopping or reducing threats, although that's something that we are very much concerned with here at MSP Alliance, but it's also about what can we do to survive them. And I think that that's an equally important question. And very privileged to have with us from a company that is a very well-known supplier of technology and information and just knowledge about the managed services profession, ConnectWise. We have Rafael Marti, who's the general manager of cybersecurity for ConnectWise. You prefer Rafi, is that correct?
Yes, please. Okay. Hey, Charles.
I'll keep it informal then. Welcome to MSP Zone. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
So first of all, we're going to get into some of the things that you guys have been dealing with, and you have some announcements with Intel. Very, very big news. We've been, ConnectWise and MSP Alliance go back 20 plus years. With everything that has been happening over the last several years, could you just maybe summarize what, from your standpoint or the ConnectWise standpoint, of what are we facing as an industry of global managed service providers and security? Like, what's our status right now?
Yeah, well, look, it's if you look at the MSP space out there, we're trying to help protect the small businesses of the world, right? And that can range from the two people bakery down the street, I keep using bakeries as examples, all the way up to MSPs that are helping government organizations, right? So we see all kinds of very different needs to help securities organizations. There's been so much going on from a threat landscape, from an attacker's perspective. They have discovered the world of small businesses. If you look back, I don't know, 10, 20 years, it was a lot of the enterprises being attacked, and often with pretty sophisticated attacks, and that's continuing, right? But they realized that there's a lot of money if you go and spray a little wider and go against pretty much everybody out there, right? Everybody's a target today. You probably know someone that has been hit by ransomware, be that a small company or even a large company, or a friend of yours, right? Or a family member. It's gotten the underworld, or the bad guys have really institutionalized these kinds of attacks, right? You can buy ransomware services on the dark web today. You literally sign up, and it's this amazingly well curated way of purchasing those kinds of things. So suddenly we have to think security, right? No matter who we are. And I think I'm seeing in the MSP space definitely a acknowledgement of that security is important. I'm seeing a lot of angst, right? These MSPs like, hey, what should we do? And it is so far as a sort of from a vendor perspective, we haven't necessarily always helped, right? It's like, well, here's the 17 products you need to buy to be secure. And the MSP is like, I don't even know where to start with that, right? So slowly, I think we're growing up from a vendor perspective to help really, look, here is the two or three or four things you need. The government has stepped in, right? We've seen executive orders that are now pretty prescriptive, like you need these two, three, four things to do business out there. We're in an interesting time. I think we're in a little bit of a change right now, where we're from ad hoc to getting a little more organized, I want to say.
That's interesting. I like the phrase of underworld, right? That's really what it is. It's a criminal underworld. The role of the vendor, like ConnectWise, I mean, the ecosystem of MSP and vendor has always been a tight one, right? It's very closely aligned. And I think will always be. I mean, the MSPs need you guys to deliver the technologies, and without those without those MSPs, those technologies would never get downstream to the customers that need them. You alluded to it a little bit in that previous response, but how has the role of ConnectWise changed over, you know, you may not have been there for 20 years, but, you know, I've seen you guys evolve from, you know, hey, we're starting to help with patch management, or we're doing antivirus, I'm talking like 15 plus years ago, to now you're doing some really sophisticated cybersecurity technology planning. Talk to us a little bit about what that involves.
Yeah, look, I think as a company, we got pretty clear that security is very important. It's obviously, it's a growth business for us from a revenue perspective, right? But it's also, we got to think security from every single aspect of the company, every single product. How can we make sure we enable secure trade for our MSPs and their clients, right? And that starts with making sure our products are secure, because we've had numerous examples over the last years where there have been breaches, and not just our competitors, right, the direct ones, but in the software industry in general. And we all have a responsibility to write secure software. So that has been very important for us. We've had a number of efforts to make sure we show up security, and that is never a done thing, right? We continue working on that, and we have to. Then secondarily, you will see us adding more and more security capabilities and enablements into the other products, into the RMM and PSA capabilities, right? Like in a sales tool or in a quoting tool, how can we add security workflows in there, or capabilities like that, right? It's becoming a overarching theme wherever possible to add security to it. And finally, what I was really excited about when I joined ConnectWise a little bit, almost a year ago, was we didn't just look at it from a product perspective, right? Like I can sell you all kinds of different products, but a lot of it ends up being shelfware, right? It's not being used, or you don't use all the capabilities. And how do you sell a security tool to your clients? And we have a big part of our business is helping MSPs, A, get into security and selling security products, but then also help them grow their security practices. So it's really all about people, process, technology, right? And we have something we call the partner program, where we literally take these partners into a program and guide them all the way through from get your house in order, make sure you're secure, right? And then we start working with you on your security offerings, and we give you marketing help, and we work with you to sell the first few deals, and we start growing you. And that's been incredibly successful. And I think it helps these MSPs also sleep better at night, right? Because they're like, look, we're doing what we can. We're not ignoring that, the security aspect. We're working with our clients. Of course, we're making some money in the process, but we're also good citizens and helping these clients become secure, right? Be the bakery or whatever company it is down the street, that they are secure and that we can help them continue their business, right? If they get hit by some attack, they might go under. They might not be able to survive a ransomware attack. So that's kind of the approach that we're taking here at ConnectWise.
No, I like it. And I suppose I don't know, fatalistic isn't the right term. I'm assuming that everyone's going to get, there's an attempted breach or attack on all of us. I mean, it's just become the way of the world. The underworld is acting in that way. They're not just going after a few select high targets, which is what the protocol used to be, you know, a decade or so ago. But I liked what you said about, you know, ConnectWise shoring up, not that it was bad before, but, you know, paying extra attention to its own internal products, understanding that that's also part of what needs to be secured, as well as transferring that downstream to MSPs who need that. My follow-up question is, how are the MSPs responding to that? Like, are you getting a lot of partners or prospects coming to ConnectWise and saying, what do we need to be doing? Or can you help us with a strategic security goal? Does that happen?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, initially they come to us and they're like, hey, what are you doing to make sure all your products are secure, right? And we have a whole set of initiatives there where we've gotten much better at showing that very transparently, that here are the things we're doing, right? But then from there, we get constant inquiries on, well, help us selling security? How do we, like, what do we have to do? Like if someone say they sell RMM, right, in some capacity, well, what should we be doing next? How do we make sure our clients are secure? Well, do you do something on the endpoint protection side? Do you have antivirus and ideally an EDR out there so that you can protect your customers? And if something happens, we actually have a capability to respond. Okay, great. What do you do from there? Do you actually monitor that? Or do these alerts just go somewhere into the ether and nobody looks at it? Well, that's not very helpful. Of course, you're protecting certain things, but you might want to monitor those. And then, well, from there, you might not have the capability or the manpower to do it. Well, use our managed service for that. All right. So we literally try to, for every stage of MSP, have answers for them. We're like, okay, you have nothing. Here's what we recommend doing. You have these capabilities. Here's how we can help you grow this. So we get that all day long. Absolutely.
Awesome. You had an announcement. It was a pretty big one with Intel. Everybody knows Intel, but you know, not that many. I mean, Intel's a pretty deep company. They do a lot of interesting things that, you know, transcend or go beyond just chip manufacturing. Talk to me about this threat detection technology or TDT and just a little bit about how that relationship evolved with ConnectWise.
Yeah, so Intel is on a continued quest to add more security into their ecosystem of capabilities that they're selling, right? Obviously, the chips are one of the biggest things they have. And we've seen over the years all kinds of different capabilities that they've been putting into the chip. One of the latest things that they're releasing is a capability for the chip itself to detect ransomware and crypto miners. So instead of having to basically put a piece of software on your endpoint that monitors for these kinds of things, the chip looks at process execution flow and sort of what the different system calls are, and it comes up with a model and understands when the process flow is not normal anymore, but it looks like there's ransomware happening in there or a crypto miner is running. So we basically were able to offload the detection of these things into the chip itself. And whenever the chip finds that, it will alert you. It basically sends an alert up to user land. And we built a piece of software that now captures that alert within the RMM agent and then forwards it back as an alert. And then we can take action on that. So that's what we've been announcing. We are working on building out that capability. We've been working quite closely with Intel to improve their capability on the chip, and we're continuing to work on towards releasing the endpoint capability that we can actually pick up ransomware and crypto miners on the RMM endpoint when we're all done with all of this.
It sounds like that's almost a BIOS level detection. Is that accurate or?
Yes. It's in the chip, right? It's literally below the OS.
Right.
Right? It doesn't matter if it's Windows or whatever is running. We built a Windows driver that will hook into the chip to read out when something like that happens. So it won't be running on every platform to start with, but it's embedded in the chip. And the nice thing is for the ransomware to try to circumvent this, right? They always try to circumvent your security capabilities. To do that, they have to get really, really creative to potentially get into the chip and override this or do something creative that the chip doesn't notice that this is happening. So it's a very interesting trend, and I think we'll see more and more. Intel is actually working on some other capabilities to make this even more generic, that you can do this anomaly detection for also potentially other things.
Yeah. Well, I understand that the chips, you know, have to make their way out into circulation. It's not necessarily an easy thing to just swap out, but is this readily available technology
Yes. I think it's whatever they call it, version 8 and onwards or something like that of the chip. That's out there, and all the new chips have it built in. Yep.
Very exciting. And so I'm a ConnectWise MSP. I can have these alerts just flow right into my ticket and start a natural workflow, if it sounds like.
Once the integration is completely done. So we're still working with them, finalizing everything. This is not production yet.
Got it.
We were working with them, but this is to be coming. Yep.
Well, it's exciting. I mean, because I mean, what you're taking is what would otherwise be chip level security, without any way to meaningfully interact with it or deal with it as an right. organization.
And it's, to me, the exciting part is we're adding security into RMM, right? You don't have to buy another tool to do this. It's not everything you need, but it's a good starting point, right? The ransomware is such a big problem out there that if we can reduce the ransomware problem by just a few percent, that is a really good thing to do with RMM already, right? And then you can upgrade from there to an EDR or some other capabilities if you want to have broader coverage and you really buy into security.
Yeah. I'm curious, Rafi, I'd like your take on this because you talk to a lot of MSPs like I do, and you must have conversations like this, and I'm curious as to, you know, how these are going. But I view the vendor and MSP ecosystem as one issue, right? There's undeniably security related things that we need to be focused on and talking about as a community. But there's also the customer, the end user community, which are not they're a little bit more widespread and diverse in terms of their security preparedness. That's how I would mm-hmm. describe it. Do you have that same impression? Where do we stand in terms of, are we winning the battle at the MSP level, and then can we win the battle at the end user level? That's an unfair question. That's a big, deep question for a Monday.
Well, I think we're at a stage where we have the attention of the MSP community, right? Yeah. Not everybody is selling security yet. I think more and more of the MSPs are taking security really seriously. They have to, right? Because of certain pressures from A, regulations, and B, things like cyber insurance. So the MSPs are getting much better at thinking about security, working on securing themselves, because that's just reduces your liabilities and hopefully your headaches down the road. And then after that, also starting to sell security into their customers, realizing that A, it's the right thing to do. We have to secure the SMBs out there. But it's also a business opportunity, right? And when an MSP realizes or gets into the groove of this, like, oh, it's not so bad, we can do this. And with the vendor community, we provide assistance to do that. And with that, it's that snowball effect where that's the way we can go and secure the SMBs, right? Like if we tried to do this directly, it wouldn't work, right? Like the end client doesn't have that capability. So we need the MSP in there to do that. And I'm seeing really, really incredible growth numbers on a lot of what we're rolling out in terms of protecting endpoints out there for customers, right? Like that is growing like crazy, and it shows that it's working and that we are making the world a little more secure every day.
Yeah, no, that's great to hear. I'm curious also, you talk to a lot of companies that are either MSPs or want to be MSPs. Do you see any... do you have any takeaways or any observations in terms of the security awareness, of their own security related to a mature MSP versus a new company that may be just starting out? Like anything that you can point to on that?
It's all across the board, right? You literally have the small MSP that has zero security. They never have done an assessment on where they stand, be that even a simple vulnerability scan of their environment, right? Like they might have done one at some point, not really followed up on things like patching and so on. But I think that's where it really starts. Like, do some kind of an assessment, ideally take a framework, go through it, right? And look, okay, what are the things I should even be thinking about, right? Even just reading a NIST cybersecurity framework and understanding, oh, wow, okay, I need to have these things in place. It's not just about technology that you have, but even in simple things like, well, it's not such a simple thing, but things like, what happens if you have an incident? If something should happen to you, are you prepared? What are you going to do? What happens if something happens to your customer, right? Like, that preparedness even, and maybe you just sit down for half an hour and you think about that, even that is going to be way better than once you have an incident, you scramble, you don't know what to do, you don't know who to call, and then chaos ensues, right? And potentially you're making yourself liable in some way. That's sort of on the one end. On the other end, we're dealing with MSPs that are incredibly secure, that they have very complex security programs. They have a really good understanding of the risk, right? Really understand, like, here is where the risk is in my company. Nobody has zero risk or is completely secure, right? But understanding, here we're really good. We really understand what assets we have. We understand what's running in the cloud. We understand what users are interacting with systems. Maybe we don't have everything protected on every channel, but we see the whole spectrum of things out there.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot to do. I think you and I both acknowledge that. But the fact that I view the work you guys are doing with companies like Intel is on the cutting edge, right? I mean, if government is passing executive orders and different states and provinces are wanting to, you know, pass laws that impact and deal with MSPs, I recognize that, but I still look at these types of initiatives that like you're undertaking at ConnectWise as the very cutting edge, impacting a wide number of MSPs and even wider segment of customers that they service. There's just nobody else out there doing it like that. And so I kudos to you. Congratulations to you and the rest of the ConnectWise team for doing this. I think it's fantastic work.
Thank you. Yeah. And it's, again, we got to continue this. And I keep saying, right, like sometimes it's like, why do we even have security products? Because we did something wrong somewhere. Right? Like if all the software were secure, we wouldn't necessarily need security software, right? And so it is our duty as everybody building software, we have to build security into every single product we build. And that's been what I mentioned earlier, a big effort for us, like secure development lifecycle and all these kinds of things, trying to make sure that our software is as secure as possible. And then adding security capabilities to every single product. And then for whatever else there's needed, we'll still have our security product line, obviously. But it goes beyond just selling security products.
I agree. I have a slightly different take, which is I don't look at ConnectWise building more and more security products because what you have is not secure. I look at it as it's a door with a lock protecting the valuable things that you care about inside the house. Mm-hmm. And I mean, finally, we're starting to wake up as a profession, as a global community, that there's a lot that can be stolen, a lot that can be messed with by the underworld, as you called them.
And even just understanding what that is, right? Identifying where is my critical data? What is it?
Yeah.
And even sitting down, like, what do we really care about? Right. That's maybe a little, interesting analogy. Like if you should have, like if your fire house takes catches fire, what do you go and take with you, right? It's almost the same exercise you go through IT wise. Where are the critical documents that I have to make sure are secure,
right? I hadn't thought about it like that. That's it, but you're absolutely right. Well, look, in final wrap-up questions, what are you looking at for the rest of the year and maybe for the next 12 months? What should we in the MSP profession be looking to do just from your vantage point, security-wise?
Look, I think what we talked about earlier, right? Like everybody's at a different stage. I think every MSP should think about how secure they are themselves and how they can help secure their customers. And if you haven't done it, go through an assessment yourself, and there's either do it manually and go take the NISC framework and try to read through it. It might be a little hard to stay focused on that. It's going to take you a few hours, but there's tools. We have a tool called Identify that helps you walking through that. And then just keep the topic top of your mind and start educating yourself if you're not in the midst yet. We have our IT Nation Secure Conference coming up beginning of June, which is a fantastic way to just jump in, meet MSPs, and getting exposed to the community and and finding companies that are at the same stage as you are and just having these conversations. I always encourage people, go and don't reinvent the wheel, right? It's been done before. So find someone else that's done it, but definitely think about it. You will see us improving our security portfolio. There's a lot of things that we're working on and expanding capabilities and coverage. And we're launching an incident response service within the next couple of weeks here. There is a lot coming that is hopefully going to help the MSPs out there to make sure that they can help secure their clients and also grow their own business that way.
But basically, if you're not thinking about security, something's wrong.
You're missing a big opportunity, yeah. Right? To one, and I'm not sure how well you're going to sleep at night, right? Because think about your customers. What do you do if something happens, right? Like, who is liable? And even if it's legally not you, but you kind of have a responsibility to educate them, because they're not going to know, right? They don't know what they have to protect themselves from, but you should be able to help them. That's kind of, I think, as MSPs, that's one of the missions we have.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. It's more of just, it's something that every MSP needs to constantly be thinking about, because it's never done. Like you said it earlier, the underworld is always evolving, and we always have to be doing that as well to stay either ahead of them or at least with them, matching them.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, Rafi, I hope you mentioned a couple of things that you guys are working on. If you have announcements in the future, definitely we'd love to have you back on and hear about all the things that you guys are doing in the ConnectWise community. And we certainly have a lot of our MSP Alliance members are, you know, users of your technology. So keep up the good work and thanks for briefing the MSP world community about everything you guys are doing.
No, I appreciate it. It was really fun, and thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Until next time, Charles Weaver with MSP Zone.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, please give us a like. Make sure you are subscribed to the podcast so you'll get notified when future episodes are released. We will see you next time in the MSP Zone.